Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment talk. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how the first step to anything, especially real estate investment, is research.
Well, you know what, Jack, I have to say that you by nature, that is your first step to anything. I mean, I'm talking having a kid. Isn't there's that, research.
Do you think that's demented or positive?
Demented. Just kidding. No.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how much does this bug normal people who are walking around just want to live their life?
How much?
And the person that they're with's got to pull their phone out of their pocket because everybody wants ice cream, and you have to find the best ice cream place
and the cheapest
and the closest,
and the Yelp and the most reviews.
Uh-huh.
It's on a scale of 1 to 10. It's probably an 8.
So your relationship with me on a scale of 1 to 10 is at 80% pain in the butt.
Yes, but I've learned to live with it. No. So here's the reality. See, this is where I benefit. Because for me, by the time it gets to me that you say, we should go to this Chinese restaurant. They have the best noodles in town. Oh, I know that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you have pulled it from 8 different sources and run an algorithm based on the responses, and you weeded out any possible non-legit commenter or person who rated this restaurant. So I know it's going to be good.
I'm blushing from like getting a compliment from my partner right now. I am. I'm serious.
Good. You should.
It's probably
disgusted.
80% of the people that listen to this call,
yes,
by the way, are disgusted by this whole thing.
Love it.
Before we get into all that, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the JackJill.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Gerald H. asks, are any of you using online payment processing to wholesale land? If so, what processing are you using? PayPal, MoonClerk, etc. I have a buyer's list of over 400 people and growing. I'm asking this because some of them are asking me this. I'm wholesaling some of the deals and I have the traditional ways that takes time. So one of our members already piped in, Luke S. wrote, Heartland is almost done. And actually, as of printing this, it is done. It's available and we have it all. So we'll get to that.
Heartland is a credit card payment processing system that we provide.
Right. So it's almost done, which it is done. Then plan to add on the shopping cart options for ACH, Bitcoin, Apple Pay, Union Pay, Alipay, WePay from WeChat, and whatever else you can figure out. You said I can figure fine.
So Luke, clearly, not to interrupt you, Joe, but I guess I am anyway.
Too late.
Luke clearly understands how important it is to make the checkout process for this and anything else super easy.
Easy. Exactly. Luke continues to say, I was just in Shanghai, and cash and Visa MasterCard look like dinosaurs.
Yeah.
They just pay with a QR code.
Right.
Like 5 checkouts in the time we do one. Goodbye credit card fees and chargebacks. I just visited the future. That place is full of new money. Boy, that's good advice.
Isn't it? That's why every week I get a list of like 15 or 20 questions from our producer.
Yeah.
And I read through them real fast and I choose the one. And that's why I chose this one, because the way we process payment in this country, I mean, it's even a stretch for most people. Stick with me here. It's even a massive stretch for most people to use their credit card to pay for land anyway.
Yeah.
And so.
And then to go take it a step further.
Who keeps us down? It's like the payment processing.
You know what it is?
We get kept down in a little box.
You know what it is? And, you know, I have a personal confession to make.
I want to hear this.
Okay. I got the new, about a month ago, I got the iPhone 10. And I, as you're setting it all up, part of the process is set up your Apple Pay. And I'm like, oh, no. I'm not going to go to that
stuff.
Good
for you, Jill.
No, I'm wrong. Luke's right. I'm wrong, Jack. You're part of the problem. So, this no offense.
This is bleeding into the real topic here.
Sorry. But because of society and people I live with, they are telling me, oh, don't do that. Don't go that next step. You don't want to do that. That's just opening up too much. But you know what? You know, I don't want to be one of those people that shows up in the grocery store with a checkbook because I dug my heels in because it's hissed the right way. No, because you know what? This is my, I'm right now having a revelation, and I'm going to admit to everyone right now that today when I'm done with this show, I'm going to go continue and fill out my stupid Apple Pay on my devices, and I'm just gonna dive in.
I have to rebuke this.
That's okay. I will be in the Luke world, and we're gonna be over here doing it way faster, and I'm gonna be looking into some of these other things.
How much does it cost to use Apple Pay?
Free.
How do you know?
I don't know. I haven't gone that far.
This is what this topic is about.
Hey, my credit card's on free.
I know, but maybe it's 12%.
Well, I will find out.
So you'll research it.
I will research.
That's my whole point of the show.
Well, I will, but my point is get your head, I don't want to say out of the sand, but stop being so 1965 about this with your checkbook and your MasterCharge. Because I'm sure people still say MasterCharge in some places. I'm not kidding. And
here's what I don't want. I have to rebut your whole point. Because I honestly, I do agree with you. You got to get out of the old ways, always, with everything. Yeah. And that's just constant. You know, change is constant. So, but I do not want to sign up for one thing, click yes, I accept the agreement, and now that's the only way I can pay for anything for the rest of my life or the life of the phone.
Well, that then you
I don't want to be rammed.
How's that going to be possible?
It happens all the time.
What?
What browser do you use? Chrome?
I use all kinds of different browsers. Sometimes I use Safari, or sometimes I use other ones. It depends. I don't like them, but Firefox and whatever.
Especially with these devices, not so much on computers, and especially with Apple. When you sign up for some stuff, it locks everything out, and you use that forever. And you don't even realize it because you get so used to it.
I can get into all of them. You can get into all of them.
That's because you're smart, and I'm smart. But if you allow it just to take the easiest
over.
Path because you have a life other than the crap that you and I do all the time, it just takes over. You're paying for something you don't even know.
Like on my iPhone, I shut down Safari. I don't use Safari. I use Chrome.
So that's my... Yeah, and if you had to actively go do that, otherwise you'd be on Safari the whole time.
True.
And not really, like if you're a new to an iPhone, like you're 8 or 9 years old, you're not going to think about any of this stuff.
That's true.
You know? So that's my
whole... That's a whole nother show.
No, it's actually this show.
Oh, okay.
This is the show about this.
Whoops. Sorry.
Today's topic? The first step should always be research. And I'm glad that we're doing this with Jill because she clearly needs to hear this. This is the meat of the show.
Wait. What makes you think I don't research things?
I think you do research things. I know you research stuff.
And what makes you think I don't? Let me
What
back
tripped
up
you
here.
With this Apple Pay thing?
You know what? Because now I'm hearing from another. Because you know what? This guy's a trusted resource. Like you're a trusted resource.
Okay.
I have a few trusted resources that when they say, "Hey, I just tested this. It worked great. It's a good idea." I'm gonna online deed recording. You know, things like that. You know, first hearing about this and it's a third party, I'm like, oh, this can be nothing but bad. There's a lot of ways this can go wrong, you know, kind of thing.
And then somebody tests it, they look at it, and it's actually cheaper and better and faster.
No, it's not just somebody. It's somebody who's doing, you know, 100 transactions a month.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
probably more than 100 a month.
So it's credibility.
Right. So my point is, part of my research is I have researched the right people. How about this? Part of my research is identifying smart people. Thank you. Because if anybody in the corner comes up and says, Apple Pay is the bomb in 7-Eleven or whatever, I'm like, well, you're a ding dong. You don't know anything.
What are you doing in 7-Eleven anyway?
Getting a Coke. And now I'm going to start paying with my Apple Pay instead of whipping out cash.
I really think
but wait a minute.
It's going to cost so much.
Dude, cash? I mean,
okay.
Come on, just hold bank.
I need more research.
Well, yeah.
Because Luke's coming at this like he's got a 5-acre property for sale in Mojave County on his website. He wants 17 ways to pay for it.
Yeah.
And he's right. He's right about that.
Totally.
Because all the people who are looking at the ways to pay, one of them is going to be drank the Apple Pay Kool-Aid. That's what I'm afraid of, being backed into a corner.
Well, I will never agree to anything that like that prohibits me from using any other way, like dating.
That's what dating is.
I know. Well, I will never get in a long-term relationship until I've done all my homework and I'm not gonna like, this is where girls fail. This is totally true. This is where girls have one good date.
I know.
One not even good date. One halfway good date. And they think it's a good date because the guy asks them out again.
One
that doesn't necessarily
date.
Mean that it's a good there may have even been crying. But he asked her out again. And so they think this is a good thing. And you know what they do? They shut down all dating. They don't want to talk to anyone else. And they say, I have a boyfriend. Well, I will never do that. I will never say, I have iPay or Apple Pay.
Thank you.
Everybody else can go away.
Now I feel so much better.
Thank you.
And I'm not being satirical or facetious. I mean it.
That's my point.
That's all I'm saying is just still question it and still do research.
Of course.
You can't just say, this is the way I pay for stuff now with Apple Pay and my iPhone and screw you, the rest of the world. You're all wrong. That's how a lot of Apple people are. I'm wrong. You're right. And my way is the easiest way. Therefore, it's the best way.
Who is this that you're talking to that says that? Because I know
most
it's not me.
Most I people that... Most
high people, most, now they're my people.
Most Apple people, they'll sit and defend it. They will defend.
Do you know what? I'm gonna start
Apple
doing
products.
That. I'm gonna say, well, he's an I idiot.
Here's what happened one time. So I went to this.
You're
thing.
Like on a mission right now.
I went to this golf tournament. Well, this is a lot of years ago, and I showed up in a pretty expensive sports car.
How many golf tournaments have you been to in your life?
Like three.
Okay, that's
none since I've known you.
Okay.
And so these guys were clearly, it was a buddy that invited me and all of his friends from a different world were there. And I showed up with the sports car and they all really just lined up to criticize me on the sports car.
What?
Because they're jealous, you know?
Oh.
And the first question they asked was, what kind of engine's in this car? And so I reeled it off and told them all about the engine and the whole history of the car and right. the car company that built it.
That's great.
And they're all disappointed because they were like, darn, he's not the yuppie we thought. The guy's actually, you can talk to him. He's not one of these people that just, you know, jumped on the bandwagon to buy one of these cars because, you know, people who have an extra $35, buy one.
Like
a BMW.
Like they were hoping they could take you down kind of thing?
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I found a lot of Apple product users to be like.
Really?
If you ask them, what's the operating system that runs on? Well, why would I ever have to know what operating system is on? That's why I use an Apple. Because I don't have to know anything.
Well, I talk to Apple users that are under the age of 70.
And the younger they are, the worse it is.
Sometime. You know what? I guess it depends on who's your crowd. I want to know who you're hanging out with. You're not with me.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Just talk to
anybody. I don't know where you're getting these. All right.
I'll paint the picture for you right now.
Okay.
They drive a BMW 5 Series.
Oh, I am familiar with that. Yeah. Oh, and now I know who you're talking about.
If you ask them.
Are they retired?
Well, no, it doesn't matter. It crosses all generations, I've noticed.
Got it. All right. So, well, here's my thoughts on. I think that
wow,
some.
Thank you for that rant. I feel better.
Okay. Can I have the soapbox back now?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, the.
Yeah, did I stump you?
Totally. I hope. What's funny about research is like you. I think you go along in life not thinking you needed to use research. I'm just using like young. You know what? I'm going to use myself as a young kid, like in, say, in my teens. I know that I just
teenage
went.
Teenage chill.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's what everybody's doing. This must be the way to do it. Oh, that's what everybody's doing. This must be the way to do it. And then something goes wrong, and you're like, all right, you guys are idiots because you all led me down this path.
Like yoga pants.
Right? I'm like, all right, and thank goodness I figured it out, and I'm going to now start doing research. For me, that's how it started. I was like, all right, I can't trust everybody anymore because they clearly steered me wrong. So that was stupid. Now I'm going to start doing this things my own way and figuring it out. So, and it's important. You're right. You have to do research, whatever it is. Did you have anything in particular you wanted to talk about?
No. So this went way sideways, which is kind of fun because I learned that. And what I learned about you, that you actually do, you're not the follower about certain topics that I thought.
Are you kidding?
I think you'll try new stuff,
wow.
And if it sucks, you'll leave.
Have you seen my hair do's over the years?
No, I haven't.
I was not a follower. My
no,
parents,
I'm sorry to say, Jill, I
mom,
haven't have not followed tracked your personal hairstyle.
In my late teens and early 20s, my mom wished I was a follower. No, no, no.
So anyway, all kidding aside, research, you know, we are now, if we're research people, Jill and I have intentionally created Land Academy and House Academy to be full of researchers as our members. We could follow the path, the marketing path that's out there, the Facebook marketing path, I call it, where anybody and everybody who's interested in buying and selling real estate, and they listen to a couple episodes of this podcast and they laugh a little bit and say, you know what, this is it. And then they buy the program and never use it.
And it's a bunch of fluff.
Yes.
Or even like,
or it's not real.
Right.
So we could have go after that market and triple the amount of members that we have probably pretty quickly. We have intentionally created kind of a click funnel research, I don't know, like a network almost online, where by the time you decide that you want to be involved in this, you're probably the kind of person that doesn't give up. You heavily research anything before you get into it, including an ice cream shop.
You had to be smart to find this show.
It's all of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we could heavily advertise way more, have a lot. So I think I made my point. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that the people who do a lot of research up front and don't jump into anything rule the world.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Or at least they have at least a lot more control over their destiny than people who don't.
I think you're right.
So, yeah,
that's good. It's good advice. I love it.
Well, you've done it again. Wasted another 15 minutes listening to the Jack and Jill Show. Join us tomorrow where we discuss how debt is bad and equity is good. Sounds like another rant.
We're gonna have fun with that one. And we answer your question, should you have one, post it on our online community found on jackjill.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
We both had to get some stuff out off of our I'm totally serious. You know what? I gotta ask you though, Jack.
We're both right.
Well, I have to say, why do you unfortunately have a distaste for any Apple thing. You love Steve Jobs.
I do.
But you hate Apple. Please explain.
For the reasons that I just said. And then we should we lost 80% of our listeners by even bringing this whole topic
up. And now we're kicked off iTunes. Congratulations.
If you're listening to this show on iTunes.
And you work for
how
iTunes.
How ironic is that?
If you work for iTunes, we didn't mean a word of this. And I am going to go get Apple Pay right now. And I'm going to use it exclusively. I promise. And I will run all of our properties through there. Everything. You better believe it. Hey, if you like this, share the fun by subscribing. Oh, maybe on iTunes.
Cut that off.
Or wherever you are listening.
Cut us off.
And while you're at it, please rate us there. Silly. We are Jack and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.